The cannon that ceremoniously inaugurates Riverboat Days every year over the past decade was built by Ted Ramsey, aided by friend Brian Lockhart, in the early 1990s. Calling it a replica of 1860s mountain howitzer, a nod to historical artillery used during the American Civil War, Ted Ramsey, a regional director for the regional district of Kitimat-Stikine, says it took him about 2 to 3 months to build. The genesis of Ramsey's cannon building endeavor was as unconventional as its construction. It all started with a crazy idea one night. We were drinking lots of beer that night and decided, when I die, I want to get shot out of a cannon, Ramsey humorously recounted. This whimsical notion evolved into a serious commitment to construct the cannon. The construction process posed significant challenges, particularly with the cannon's solid bronze barrel, weighing a formidable 600 pounds. The barrel was the biggest challenge. We had to ensure it was machined perfectly to match the historical blueprints, Ramsey said. The wheels, crucial for mobility and authenticity, were custom-built with the help of Lockhart, a skilled fabricator. About a decade ago, when the planning committee of Riverboat Days was looking for ideas and wanted to do something different, Ramsey proposed the cannon. It has been the highlight of the year, organizer Paul Harrison said. To initiate the firing process, a measured charge of gunpowder is loaded into the barrel and positioned securely. Following this, the powder charge is wrapped in aluminum foil before it is inserted into the barrel, and the foil is then pierced to expose the powder. Then, the punctured foil is filled with priming compound, a fine black powder used to facilitate ignition. Linstock, a holder containing a burning piece of cord known as a match, is prepared and the barrel is approached. By touching the burning match to the exposed priming compound, the powder will ignite swiftly, producing a powerful boom. Like every year, a contest will determine the person who will be lighting the cannon on inauguration day.